You are listening to Christian Audio's production of Wrecked, When a Broken World Slams into Your Comfortable Life by Jeff Goines. This book is read by the author. This audio recording was produced in 2012 by Christian Audio, which owns the copyright. No portion of this recording may be reproduced for any reason without prior written consent from Christian Audio. This edition issued by contractual arrangement with Moody Publishers. Originally published by Moody Publishers in English as Wrecked, copyright 2012 by Jeff Goines. All rights reserved. Please visit christianaudio.com, facebook.com/christianaudio, or twitter.com/christianaudio to offer your impressions of this work and to explore additional titles.
Moody Publishers presents Wrecked, When a Broken World Slams into Your Comfortable Life by Jeff Goines. Read for you by the author. Foreword by Michael Hyatt. One day, Jeff Goines pinged me on Twitter and asked if we could get together for coffee and talk about blogging. I almost always decline these kinds of requests, especially from people I don't know. I simply don't have the time if I'm going to be faithful to my other commitments. However, since we live in the same town and since he proposed we meet at the Starbucks a few blocks from my home, I reluctantly agreed. Sure, how about Thursday at 4? A few days later we met. A friend and a fan. I connected with Jeff immediately, despite the fact he was young enough to be my son. We had a great discussion about blogging, then about life. The first thing I noticed was that he was smart, really smart. He understood intuitively how to connect with people on the web. He also embraced the technology without being a geek. And he was a student of writing. We had read many of the same books. But Jeff wasn't just smart, he was also wise. Or to borrow a phrase, he was an old soul. Someone with a measured perspective on his own life, popular culture, and the world at large. This is something I rarely see, especially in a world where prolonged adolescence is celebrated. I was also fascinated by his daring spirit. From his work with Adventures and Missions, his travel abroad, and his encounters with the homeless, Jeff was not afraid to step outside of his comfort zone. He had that strange but alluring mix of courage and humility. I liked him. So began our friendship. From there, I started following Jeff's blog. I'm not a great writer, but as a book publisher, I recognize great writing when I see it. I've spent the last 30 years recruiting, coaching, and promoting great authors. At least two or three times a week, I find myself tweeting out links to Jeff's blog posts. He is one of those writers I want to share with the world. I have candidly told him, I want to write like you when I grow up. I guess I have become a fan. When Jeff told me he was going to write a book on being wrecked, I was confused. That wasn't a phrase I had heard anyone use. I figured it must be a generational thing. But when Jeff explained the concept to me, I understood. Until that point, I didn't have a name for it. But I had experienced being wrecked the year before Jeff and I met. My journey outside the bubble. In 2009, my wife Gail and I traveled to Africa at the invitation of Rich Stearns, president of World Vision. It was our first trip to the Dark Continent. We had always wanted to go to Africa, we just never seemed to find the time. Like Truman Burbank, played by Jim Carrey, in the movie The Truman Show, we pretty much lived a constructed reality. I had a beautiful wife, five amazing daughters, and a great job. We were prosperous and comfortable. I didn't realize I lived in a bubble. We spent a week in rural Ethiopia. The poverty was astonishing. We met people who survived on a few dollars a month, others who walked 10 miles a day just to get water for their family, and children who had become orphans when their parents had died of AIDS. Despite all of that, the Ethiopian people remained joyful in the midst of unrelenting hardship. My friend Max Lucado, who was traveling with us, commented, "There are more honest smiles among the poor of Ethiopia than the shopping malls of America." So true. A woman, a hut, and a smile. On the last day of our trip, we visited a small village and met Wasni, a beautiful woman with a tragic story. Her husband had died suddenly, leaving her with four children in a one-room hut. Without a husband, she had no way to support herself. She grew discouraged and desperate. She prayed God would take her life. Thankfully, God had other plans. World Vision found sponsors for two of her children. This gave Wasni just enough margin to begin eking out an existence.